Daf Lamed Lamed Membeis and Membeis. Let's go. A lot to do today. A lot of the Gemara is not so hard, but there's a lot to do. Membeis and Membeis. We are up to the two dots in the middle of the page. The Gemara says, "Iboyeluhu bolchem yain besoich." It's a little bit less than halfway down. See, it's making this sound, which means I think the battery. Oh, the battery is good. I don't know why it's making that sound. What? This is louder than that? But it's not feedback. It's static. It's static. Yeah. So that should be lower. That should be lower. That should be higher. So you want to make it lower? Go make it lower. Look where it says volume for the microphone. You see where's the volume for the microphone? Alright. Maybe move it closer. Maybe if you move it closer, because maybe it's too far away. It's too far. The range is not long enough. Close enough. What? Can you hear me now?
Why can't you turn it this way?
Yeah, turn it around. Maybe turn it around. Bring it closer. Bring it a little bit closer.
Bring it closer.
Bring it closer.
Turn it around to that way. No.
Sideways. Good here. Bring it closer even. Maybe the range is too. Okay. Alright, let's go. Is the sound coming out? Does it work? You hear me? Yeah, you hear the sound coming out of the speaker?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Better now? Better? 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 Okay, good. Okay, boiluhu, bolahem yaim besechamazim. If we'll see along the list. Okay, let's go quick. Boiluhem on daf membeis and the beis in the middle of the page, boiluhu. Just a little bit less than halfway down. Let's say the wine comes to the people in the middle of the meal. So it's the middle of the meal, all of a sudden wine is brought. Mahu sheyiftor es hayayin shelach hamazon. When they finish eating, before they bench, they would serve a course of wine. You have to remember there are three courses of yayin. There's yayin lefnei hamazon, there's yayin besoy hamazon, and there's yayin leacher hamazon. Three separate courses. The course of yayin lefnei hamazon and leacher hamazon was drinking for the sake of drinking. But the wine that was brought in the middle of the meal was not for the sake of drinking, it was for the sake of soaking your food. It was for what Gemara calls lishrois. So here we go. So one more time. Let's make an analysis on the Mishnah. We learn the Mishnah, you make a barucha. That's why Mishnah zelishtais v'zelishtais. Do you know why it says in the Mishnah, if you make a barucha before you eat, you do not need to make a barucha for dessert. Why? Because both types of yayin are for the purpose of drinking, for the sake of drinking. Aval hocha, the zel lishtois, over here you're making the yayin that's le'achar hamazon is lishtois, zel lishtois, lishtois means to soak. And here the soaking over here means the soaking of your food in wine. You soak your food with wine when you drink in the middle of the meal. So it's two different types of drinking. Being that it's two different types of drinking, maybe the bracha you make with soch hamazon is not going to part of the yayin le'achar hamazon.
And even the wine achar hamazon was a better wine?
No, it doesn't make a difference. Now, let's assume for the sake of simplicity that it's the same exact yayin. The only question is, what's the purpose of drinking this yayin? Okay, if it's a better yayin, then you're getting to a shalav of teva meitev. For now, we're not discussing that. So now, it's the same exact wine. Oy dilma, do we say loishno? Do we say it makes no difference? The bottom line, wine is wine. And therefore, wine is wine. Therefore, just like it says in the Mishnah, if you make a bracha lefnei hamazon, the point is the yayin shala achar hamazon. If you make a bracha on yayin in the middle of the meal, it's going to pat the yayin shala achar hamazon. So what's the halacha? It's a big machlaikis. Rav amar poiter. Yes, the one bracha in the middle of the meal will exempt yain for dessert. Rav Kahan Amar Einay Paiter. Rav Nachman Amar Paiter. Rav Nachman says Paiter. Rav Sheish Amar Einay Paiter. Rav Huna Rav Yehuda not Paiter. You know, you have to make another bracha. Make another bracha. Now the Gemara goes like Rav Huna Rav Huna Rav Yehuda V'chol Tamid Rav Amri Einay Paiter. It's not enough. You have to make two separate brachas. It's different types of yain. Yain of Lishos Yain and Shashia. The two different types of yain. The one bracha is not going to part of the other. Eitzrei Rav Nachman. Let's say the Kash. So we learned, Bolachem Yain, Nusaycha Mazoin, if wine comes, Bisaycha Mazoin. So it says, Kol Echad, this part of the Mishnah, Kol Echad, V'yachem Berch Liatzmai. If wine is poured in the meal, everyone in the, sitting by the meal makes their own separate bracha. Liachar Hamazoin, when Yain is poured, Liachar Hamazoin, Echad Berch Likulam, one person makes a bracha on behalf of everyone. Now the Gemara is making a major assumption. And that is that we're dealing in a case where when it says that wine was brought the Achar Hamazon, it's going in a situation where people already ate, it's their second cup of yayin. Everyone had a cup of yayin b'soy chamozayin, and everyone made their own separate bracha, and now the meal is over, and now they're bringing the dessert yayin, and it is nochamol, a new bracha is made, except that in this case, one person will make the bracha on behalf of the entire group. But what do we learn from this incidentally? That you have to make another bracha. Yayin that's brought b'soy chamozayin is not going to exempt the yayin that's brought li'achar chamozayin. Amalei, no, that's not the pshat in the Mishnah. When it says in the Mishnah, we differentiate if you make one bracha, do you make two brachas? That's not the case. Amalei hachi kamar imloi ba lohem yayin b'soich hamazon ela li'achar hamazon. The case is going where yayin was not brought. When it says the yayin was brought li'achar hamazon, it's going in a case where it's an entirely different meal, where there was no yayin brought b'soich hamazon. So now it's the very first time they're drinking wine. Of course, the very first time you're drinking wine, you must make a bracha. And the chiddush is, since they're all sitting together and no one's going to choke because no one's eating anything, so one person makes a bracha on behalf of the entire group. Echad mevarchum, so it's not a raya. So the Gemara does not have a raya, and we have bottom line, we have machlekes. And machlekes amarayim. What halach is? Everyone agrees. Says the Mishnah, yain lifnei hamazon is poit yain liachar hamazon. The shayla is because that's yain lishtais and that's lishtais. The shayla though is, we have no answer. Yain b'soich hamazon, that's lishtais. Does that exempt yayin liachar hamazon, which is lishtas? Next, beirich al pas, we learn the Mishnah. If you make a bracha on pas, potar es hapar peres. It exempts the papares. Papares, we learned, was a type of a yayin above a kisnan. Okay, type of dish. Ala papares, but if you make a bracha on the papares, loy potar es hapas. Even though the pas above the kisnin, you make a barman in the zonos, it's not going to exempt the muslim. If you eat pas above the kisnin, and then you wash for bread, you must make a new bracha, hamaytzi lechem, and it's pashut. If you make a hamaytzi, then you don't need to make a bracha on pas above the kisnin. If you eat pas above the kisnin, a piece in the middle of the meal, you don't need to make a barman in the zonos. But if you make a barman in the zonos, now you won't eat bread, you have to make a new bracha on bread. Then we have Beshamai. Beshamai, oimrim, Afloy Maisa Kedir. Now Maisa Kedir is a high madrega. To go back to the Mishnah previous Amud, Rashi tells us the different madregos. Okay, the different madregos are Maisa Kedir is called Chalka Tagris Vetisti. That means different types of pieces of grain that were chopped in different numbers, either half, three parts, four parts, five parts, grain, actual grain that's cut into little pieces, it's diced. Whereas Parperes is Paragorios, that's fowl, the dog and fish, and other types of appetizers. So the bracha you make on the bread will pater the appetizers, but the bracha you make on the appetizer will not pater the bread. But then along comes Beis Sham. What about a mizonos? I told you it's pas above the kisnan. I mean, it's a mistake. It's not a pas above the kisnan. It's different types of shahakol or different types of shahakol appetizers. So the bracha on an appetizer will not exempt the bread, but a bracha on the bread will exempt the appetizer. Along comes Beis Shammai, even Maisei Kedera. Maisei Kedera is a mizonos, and it's very similar to bread. It's not Hamaitzi, but it's a Mezoinetz. So now the one wants to know in detail, what exactly is Beis Shammai coming to say? When we learn the Mishnah, I told you, yes, I will leave for the Gemara. Here's the Gemara. Beis Shammai Aresha Pligi, or yeah, Dilma Aseifa Pligi. Now what does that mean? The Gemara explains. Now we review the Resha. Dik Omar Tanakama. What did the Tanakama say? Tanakama said, Berech Alapas, if you make a berech on bread, Potter es hapar peres. The kol shekain ma'isik there. Ma doch a brach on bread exempts the parperes, which is a shahakol, so certainly it's going to exempt the ma'isa kedera, because ma'isa kedera is very similar to bread. And now long comes Beis Shammai, we ask Beis Shammai lemeimar, loy mi baya parperes to loy patra. I disagree across the board. Not only will the bracha you make on, not only will the bracha you make on bread not exempt the parperes, loy mi bay parperes deloy patra lepas, the bread will not exempt el afil ma'isik der nami loy patra. Tremendous chesh. But Shammai is coming to say that not only will the bracha hamotzi exempt the parperes, he's come to argue across the board. So, what's the reisha? The reisha is you made a hamotzi. So the Tanaka, I made a hamotzi. You finished. You made a hamotzi, so you don't need to make a bracha on the papyrus. And kol shekin, you don't need to make a bracha on the ma'isik there. Along comes Beis Shammai, I disagree. You made a bracha on bread. That's it. But anything that's not bread, that's not eaten together with the bread, like fish or a fowl, is not exempt. Certainly, and not only is that not exempt, not even ma'isik there. Idil maybe a seifa. Please, what do we need to tell me? We're going to say pum vakert. Berech ala paperes. You make a brach on paperes. You make a shahakol. Loi potres apas. So now we're making a deal in the Tanakama. According to Tanakama, it's dafka pas who do loi potar. Aval ma'isa kedera, but ma'isa kedera potar. Then the Tanakama would agree that when you make a bracha, Bechal Paris, but according to the Tanakhama, it's mashma that Maisa Kedera, you will exempt. It's a very big chiddush. Aval the Tani Berchal Paris, the Megrach Paris, Loi Potar Esapas, past who Loi Potar, Aval Maisa Kedera Potar. Now, what's the lomdus? Why is it? That they will potter the ma'isik. I guess you have to say that we're dealing with a parperes that's a mezoinus. Okay, I didn't pick this up. Give me one half a second. Let me just see. Let me see what's over here in the sefer. I dilma sefer pligi. He berchal papas potter. I dilma sefer pligi. The Tani Berchal of a Paris, Loi Potter Esapas. Vyesh like Pasli Potter, Avo Maisig Deir Hud Potter. Doesn't explain anything more than that. Okay. And now along comes Beish, and he also Beish Shammai, the also Beish Shammai Memar, Vyafil Maisig Deir Nami Loi Potter. According to Beish Shammai, it's not going to exempt even, you make a bracha on the Parperis. It's not going to exempt the pas, and it's not going to exempt the ma'isak there. But if you learn it going on the sefer, what's the big nafkamina? What would happen the other way around? What would happen if you make a bracha on the pas? Everyone agrees. Sai Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And Tanakhama and Beis Shammai. Everyone agrees. You make bracha on bread. It patters the parperes and the ma'isa kedera. The only machlok is going to be you make a bracha on the parperes. What will the patter? According to Tanakhama, it's only patter the. It's not only knocking the pater the pass, but it will pater the ma'isa kedera. Whereas according to Beis Shammai, it's knocking the pater even the ma'isa kedera. But the other way around, according to the sefer, it will indeed pater make bracha on bread. You're exempt from making a bracha on anything else. Next, they sing together. So it says in the Mishnah, when can one person make a bracha on behalf of the entire group when they do has seba? But if they're just sitting, then everyone must make their own bracha. We explained yesterday, it's like a restaurant. You have a lot of people sitting around on tables. No one's eating together. Everyone is independent. Every table is independent. No one's eating together. So every single person needs to make their own separate bracha. The only time one person can make a bracha on behalf of the entire group is only when they're all reclining. Because when they're all reclining, that is an indication they're all eating together. We have a stira seba. Only if you do a seba in, that's when one person makes a bracha. Loi seba loi v'ramin. We have a stira. Asar shayachal b'adach 10, we will travel on the road. Even if everyone is eating from one loaf of bread, everyone, they're all traveling, so all moving around, everyone makes only one bracha. But Yashu, but let's say all 10 people sit down, does not say Haseba. They're just sitting. Yashu lech gzuntai, they're not walking, they're not in motion, they're stationary. Even everyone is eating from one loaf of bread. Echad mevarech lekulam. Katani, what does it say here? Yashu. They're sitting down. It does not say here that they're reclining. And even though they're just sitting, it's enough for one person to make a bracha on behalf of the entire group. So we have a stira. Our Mishnah says in order to make one bracha, you need a seba. Yashu is not enough. Here it says, Yashu is enough. So the Gemara is going to Ami Nezel Nechalachim Abduch Plan. It's different. When you're traveling, you don't need a seba. As long as you all sit in one location, if you make a statement, let's all come together and sit Beduchta Beduch Plan in this specific location. When you make that statement, you want to sit in this specific location, then that's equivalent to Haseba in your house. When you're indoors in a room, then you taka need haseba. Just sitting is not enough. But when you're traveling, if you sit down, if you just travel, or you even sit down in one, everyone's in one place, it's not enough. When it says that sitting is enough and you don't need haseba, it's a combination of two factors. Number one, you're traveling, so now you're coming to stop. And also, you must explicitly say, let's all sit down in this one location. The Gemara gives a story to illustrate this idea. When Rav was Nifta, Azlu Talmid of Basra, they went to bury him. They finished burying him, then they came back from the cemetery. They were hungry on the way back. Let's go and sit down and eat bread on the Har Nidanak. That was the name of a river. After they went and they ate bread, now they wanted to make up, they wanted to drink yayin. And they had a question, do they make one bracha? I guess they wanted to drink wine. They were saying that they want to know if they want to drink a cup of wine. Should one person make a bracha for everyone? Or should everyone make their own separate bracha? And here they were not reclining. Here they were sitting down. It says Haseba Dafka. To them, when it says in the Mishnah, in order to make one bracha, you need to do Haseba. Aval Yashvulo. And therefore, since we are not reclining, we're sitting down, everyone should make their own separate bracha. Aydil Makev in the Amri, since we said Nechin Ezel, Nechel, Bedrifta, Beduchel, in this place, they did not know the answer. So they did not know the answer. They were very distraught. So come Rav Adbar Hava. What did he do? He took his garment, all of the Talmidim Rice Kriya, over the death of their Rebbe. And now when they realized they don't know the Halacha, they said, Ahadra Kare Lacha. He took his garment and he already did Kriya in the front. He wanted to rise Kriya a second time. So he took the garment and he wrapped and he turned to his back. And so now in front of him, it's there's no cut. The Korah Kriya Acharina, and he did a new Maisa Kriya. And he said, Amar, he said, Rachwana Litzlan, Noch Nafshe Draf, our Rebbe was Nifter, Ubirchas Mezona Loi Garmin. We don't even know the basics. We don't even know Orecham, we don't even know the halachas of benching. Therefore, I have to do another Maisa Kriya. So what do we see? Ad Osar Ahut Sabbath, a Sabbath which refers to Elio Hanavi. He came and he reminded them, Ramulu Mastitzna Habraisa, he posed a stira. It says in the Mishnah, Haseba. It says in the Braisa Yashvu. It's a contradiction. What's the answer? When you're traveling, if you state, let's sit, Yeshu Beduch Plan, that's equivalent to Haseba. And since you, the Talmidim over here, are traveling, and you made a statement, let's sit down Beduch Plan in this specific location, that's called Haseba. One Talmud can make the bracha on behalf of the entire group. All this that we talk about, that make one making a bracha, he only applies to pass. So he says that he's coming to Pshat in the Mishnah that this halakha of the chilik between a seba, the chilik between a seba and yash is only when it comes to bread and when it comes to wine does not require a seba. One person can make a bracha even if you are sitting, you're not reclining. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, I feel yayin I buy a seba. No, he disagrees. He needs require a seba if it comes to yayin. L'chari the ma'aseh, the Talmidim was with regard to yayin. So he's not like Rabbi Yochanan. That's when one person can make a bracha. Aval yayin, lo yimahan lezeba yayin. It doesn't help a seba. One, it's not going to help. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Sefil yayin, lamahan lezeba. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Afilu yayin, even yayin, lamahan lezeba. You go and you do a seba yayin, then one person can make a bracha and prepare for the entire group. Made celestial kasha. Ketzad say the haseba. How does one do haseba? Okay, the orcha. Now here we're going to describe over here the seder of a meal. Guests enter the home Yoshim Al Gabe Saf Solim and they sit on stools. The Al Gabe Koteros. Koteros are, what does Rashi say?
Chairs.
It says they're chairs? Chairs, okay, benches. They sit on chairs. So they're sitting in the antechamber. They're not yet. They have not yet entered the dining area. In other words, it's like a smorgasbord. They come into the hall. They come into the place where they're going to go into like a smorgasbord area, where they sit down on chairs or on stools. Actually, kansu kulam, and they wait. They sit there and they wait there until everyone comes in. And now at that point, when they're there in this antechamber, they're waiting. They bring water. Everyone wash in one hand. Not like today, where water is in abundance and there's no limit to what you do with water. There, they are very limited water. It's not to go, you wash your hands, you know, someone has to slave away to schlep the water from the well to bring it for you. So don't waste the water. So you only wash one hand. Bolam, we'll see in a moment why. Bolam yayin. And then they bring wine. Again, they haven't even washed. They're sitting here in the smorgasbord room. They wash one hand. And now wine is brought. Everyone makes a bracha for themselves. Because they're not reclining. They're sitting. Then they get up. Then they recline. And then they bring more water. Even though when they drank their first cup of wine, they only washed one because they only washed the hin where they're going to drink with. They only washed the hin that they need to actually drink the yayin with. But now when they're going to eat the bread, so now nachamal, they wash both hands. Now it's the middle of the meal, and they bring more wine. Even though in the past everyone made a bracha liatzmo the first time out in the other in the room, echad now when they're doing haseba and they wash their hands, echad mevarech lekulam. One person makes a bracha on behalf of the entire group. Now what over here is going on? So now here now lehaech lishnad yam rav lishnad will pass the boy haseba avol yayin loybo yaseva kashireisha according to the first lashon. That says the only time that you need a seba is only when it comes to bread. But when it comes to yayin, you don't need a seba. One person can make a bracha for everyone without a seba, a kosher reisha, because here, before they enter into the main dining area, when they come into this room and they're sitting on stools and they're sitting on chairs and they wash one hand and they're not doing a seba, it says everyone makes a bracha for themselves. Why? You don't need a seba. It should be sufficient in this case for one person to make a bracha for everyone. The Gemara is not a kasha. Shiny orchim, the tile mecca. This is not comparable to the case that we discussed above. Is where you are sitting together in a meal. When you're sitting together in a formal meal, then even if you did not do a seba, one person makes a bracha. Here, they're in the smorgasbord room. They're in the outside room, in the antechamber, and they're waiting. They're not yet eating a meal. They're only guests. That's why everyone makes their own sebracha. They do not yet have come together and joined as one Vikati family. Well, now the word goes vait, but according to the second lashon, the Amram Rav said that version. But yayin's not going to help, even if you have a seba. Still, everyone needs to make their own bracha. Kashya Seifa, because in the Seifa of this price it says after they drink their first course of Yayin, then they wash both hands, and after they wash both hands they do a Seifa, they bring more Yayin, and one person makes a bracha on behalf of everyone. But according to the second version, even when you do a Seifa, everyone still must make their own separate bracha. So what's going on? So Mario says, no, Shani Hassam the Migu Dukam Hanyule a Seifa Lepas Mahanyule a Seifa Liyayin there, because here it's different. And that story, because here they're eating bread. So since in this story they're eating bread, so here their seba is going to be effective for one person to make a bracha for the moitzi. The mail it's also going to work for the yayin. When we learned above that a seba does not work, that's when the meal is over. They finished eating bread. There is no bread. They're just coming together to join for a meal of yayin, for a drink of yayin. So here a seba, there is no a seba that will join them together for any matter of halacha for bread. The only thing you have is the asa, yayin alone, then a seba is not going to work. Everyone must make their own bracha. But again, but here, when they want to drink yayin, they want to drink a course of yayin, it's an unusual type of circumstance within the meal itself. Within the meal itself, so since now they're eating bread, and the seba is going to work, that one person can make a bracha, the meal of the seba will be effective, that one person can make a bracha for the yayin as well. Okay, next. What?
Why is it washed one hand?
Because I'm not sure. I don't know why. They washed with one hand because they didn't need to wash with two hands at that point in time. I'm sure there's something deeper. I don't know why. They wash two different. They wash in two different settings. One hand, and then later they wash with two hands. Okay, but now we learned in the Mishnah that if wine comes chamazin, so that wine. So what did it say in the Mishnah? Bolahem mayin. It said in the Mishnah, I'm going back to the Mishnah, Berech Aliyam Lefnei Wazpas Yayin Shlach Hamazin, Berech Alparvus Lefnei Wazin Hayoshin. Okay, it's part of the Mishnah on the base, top of the page. Bolahim Yayin, it's the top of the top, on the previous staff, on the top of the page. Bolahim Yayin Besech Hamazin, called Echad Vyachim Varech La'atzmai. If you get one, everyone makes their own bracha. So notice Akasha. What Bolahim Yam Sechamazin Shalues Ben Zayma Mibneima Amr? Why do they say Bolahim Yam Sechamazin Kol Lechem Yachem Rechli Atzim? Why? But Liachar Hamazin Echam Rechli Kulim. What's talking the difference? Well, let's say you have all the rules are you have a seba. What's the difference? Amr Lochem Hoyel the Ein Beis Habli Apono. The Beis Habli is not empty. We explain this because in the middle of the meal, people are eating bread. So since they're eating bread, there's something stuck in their throat. If you're suddenly going to spring upon them the requirement to say Amen, when they answer Amen, when they answer Amen, the Amen, they'll choke. If you're going to suddenly require them to answer Amen, it's going to cause the people to choke. Therefore, we don't want them to say, to answer Amen to one person's bracha. Let everyone make their own independent bracha, and when they're ready, they'll make the bracha. But when the meal is over, no one's eating, everyone is paying attention, there's no sakana, one person can make the bracha, everyone can answer together, the Brevam can answer Amen. Next.
Basically, is the food type?
Yeah. Basically, is. It's a trachea.
It's not clear, yes.
Right, it's not clear. This because they're in the middle of eating, they can choke. Exactly. Who emir al hamugmar, and the person that is honored with reciting Bari Priya Gofen before, so he does three things. He says, so we'll see, he does four things. He says Bari Priya Gofen, he gets benching, and he also is the one that's going to recite. He's also going to be the one that's going to recite Al Hamugmar. When the meal is over, they would bring out fragrance, and they would all smell the fragrance at the end. And he would make a bracha, Bari Atzei Besam. Now, Tani Tzinn says, V'hu Oimer Al Hamugmar. This person that's making the bracha, Bari Pregov, is one that's going to make Al Hamugmar, Michlal Diko Adifne. That it implies that he's not the one that really deserves this honor. There's someone there that's Adif, meaning a greater Talmud Chacham, a more honorable person. V'amai, if indeed there's someone that's more distinguished, so why are we allowing the lesser person to make the brach ala mugmar? Let give it to the most honored person. The Gemara says, Choyel v'hu natal yadav t'chila bo'acharoin. Now this means, this is halacha, who does my macharoin? How does my macharoin work? So the rule is that the one that is going to bench is the one, he does my machronim, he's the first of the last five. So if you have, let's say, you have 20 people. So the first bring out the Mayim Achronim, let the first 15 people wash Mayim Achronim. The one that is selected to lead the benching, he is the first of the last five. So here, so the Gemara is telling us, incidentally, that he does three things. The person that recites Bari Priya Gofen at the end of the meal is the one that's going to lead the benching. And the one that's going to lead the benching is going to be the first of the last five to wash Shemayim Achroinim. And once he already got these two mitzvahs, he's going to be the one that's going to recite Borei Atzei B'Sanim, because of the principle Hamaschil B'Mitzvah Oyim Loi Gemar. When do we have that? Every day now. Slichas. The one that daven Slichas is the one that's supposed to daven Shachas. So whole Shalim Kedima, what?
The whole day.
The whole day could be also. I mean,
he said he got
Shachar Slichas.
He said
he got Shachar. It's a chiddush. Okay, I Mishnah says he got Shachar. I'm having to look carefully. Mishnah says, okay, there's such thing. A mask of mitzvah and the gemara, same of the idea. You get, you chop everything. The my whole of the other with the Chiddush and the Messiah of the Rav, the other of the Rav, Hanoitel Yodav Chiddush Acharoina, the one that washes his hands the first of the last five, who mezumel the bracha, he gets the bracha Birchas Hamazoin, and once he gets Birchas Hamazoin, he also gets the Mugmar which comes afterwards. The Gemara says the story of Rav, Rabbi Chia, Haviyasi Kamei, the Rabbi Besudas, Rabbi said to Rav, Kum Moshe Yodach, wash your hands. So Chazei the Havel Mirsa, so we saw that Rav was terrified because he thought that Rebbe was giving him mussar. Wash your hands. In other words, you're eating too much. Go on a diet. You're eating too much. They thought there was some type of hidden mussar in the words of Rebbe. He was afraid. Rabbi Chia said to his friend Rav, don't be afraid. It's the biggest compliment. Because what he means is Bar Pachte, son of a smith. His father, Rav's father, was a smith, so he's called Bar Pachte. Ayin Mebirchas Mezonah Kamlach, he means prepare to bench. He told him, wash your hands. What he meant to say was, you will lead benching. And in ancient times, they did not have benchers, like today, where there are only a billion benchers, and you don't even know what to do with them. They didn't have benchers. So whoever would bench would have to recite it by heart. So before you get benching, you have to review in your mind, make sure you know the words. Make sure you don't slip, because you're going to be Maitzi Dachim Dechavas, and you have to make sure. So review in your mind. So he gave you the biggest covet. He told you to wash your hands. That's a code. Wash your hands means you'll be the first of the last five to wash their hands, meaning because you're going to leave the benching. And then once you leave the benching, you're also going to recite the bracha on the mugmar. So don't be upset, be happy. When do you make the bracha? When you take meat, after the meal's over, they would bring out spices, some type of, I have no idea, with cinnamon sticks or whatever they would bring out, and they would put on coals, and they would put on coals, and it would cause the fragrance to rise. So when do you make the bracha? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, borei either atzei b'samim or borei minei b'samim. We'll see in the Gemara discussion what bracha you make. When do you make the bracha? Mishatale timrasa, when the smoke begins to go up. Now when the smoke begins, that's premature, because the fragrance, there's a two-step process. You put on the coals, no, really, the many steps. You put these spices on the coals. It first gets to get hot, has to burn, and then it begins to smoke. And after the smoke, shortly after the smoke, that's when the fragrance begins to come from the thing. So when the smoke comes up, there's no fragrance yet. There's no fragrance, but it's right before the fragrance will come forth. It's over last the awesome, because once the fragrance has come forth, you're going to smell it. You already had the pleasure, so now you have to make the bracha acher hamaisa. It's no good. You got to make the bracha over last the awesome. When the smoke is coming, that's a sign. Good things are yet to come. Now he's asking Akasha, what do you mean? But he's coming to the very similar. There's a lot of depth in this tomorrow. But very simply, he's saying a concept which we are not familiar with. He holds that when it comes to Birchas Hanenin, he holds you make the bracha achar the hanah. When it comes to a mitzvah, oyver la'asiyas, before you put on tefillin, you make the bracha. But when it comes to a bracha, they have hanah, pleasure, he's suggesting that you should make the bracha before you, after you have the pleasure. Because before you have the pleasure, oyver la'asiyasan, right, it's oyver la'asiyasan is only by a birchas hamitzvah. Because mitzvah is, anyway, lav lehanois nitnu. You don't get a benefit, a physical benefit doing it with front tefillin. You get a benefit from the, you get a ruchnius tikkur, a benefit, not a physical benefit. So by mitzvah there's oivir la'asiyas. So by hanoah there's no such thing of oivir la'asiyas. So they'll first have the pleasure at birchas hamazon. The biggest raya is v'yachalto v'savato v'irachta. You make the bracha when you're finished. Someone was ill by Yemi Holoko Arach, but you didn't have the fragrance. Amalei, Ulutameich. According to your logic, what about all of the Berachas Hanenin which come before? Hamoitzi Lech, not Berachas Hamozin, but Hamoitzi Lech Hamin Aretz, Shahakol Niyem Bevosh, Shahaborim Mezonas, all those Berachas Halacha Lamai. So when do you make the bracha? Before you eat. Ulutameich, Hamoitzi Lech Min Aretz, the Mavarech, Violoy Achel, Ella. Don't start up with me. You know the answer. You're putting around the bush. Okay, there's a lot of discussion. The Gemara having maskana. What's going on? We're living very poshut. Ela daite lemechal. Your kavana is to eat. Tachinami daite laaruche. Your kavana is in the few moments you can have pleasure. And mele you make a bracha over lasias. And even when it comes to birchas hanenin. Amar bechiba brei da abba. Bar Nachmeni, Amar Avchista, Amar Rav. Yeah, I'm reading a lot of names here. Amar Avchista, Amar Ziri. Kol Hamugmoros Mevorach Nalein Bori Atse Besam. Wood, because all types of fragrances come from wood. The fragrance comes from the wood, not from the leaves, not from berries, not from wood. It's Atse Besamim. Chutz Mimushk. What is Mushk? What does it say in the article translation? I don't know what it means. Some type of thing which comes from a living creature. It's a spice that does not come from wood. It comes from a wild animal. Some type of animal. Mushk, what does it say?
Musk.
So what's musk? What's musk. That? What's... What? Whatever it is.
Animal
it comes... Derivative. Animal derivative. That's that. Therefore, you can't impossibly make a bracha. Borei atse. It's not wood. Borei mine. Different forms. Different types of the summon. Shemen, chaya, shemen of an animal. Shemin chayu. Why? Because it comes from chutz mimush shemin. It comes from chayu. Shem baruchin alav bari mine besamim. Meitz ve'as shekash im baruchin atze bari atze besamim. Ela al afar samoin. Will make atze besamim only on balsam shel beis rebbe. That's the only place where you make the bracha of atse. But the alahada shebechol mokaim. Only in these are the only three things which you make the bracha borei atse besam. But the diak is all of the types of wood you make a bracha borei mine besamim. Look at Rashi bar Maschil, Rashi meitzvei ein bracha borei atse besam elal aparsman shaitzu balufnenu shaitz atse balufnenu shal beis rishal beis kaitz. So nokat hani mishum sheinu matzi elu beis malachim balei gedoylo v'alachad shemokim muhadim luchol adoyim luchayim shaitz atse muriach paloi streif. Oh, without sreifa. Only time you make a bracha atzei besam is where you can derive fragrance from the wood without burning it. But if the only way you're going to bring out the fragrance from a piece of wood is to fire, is to make a shuni to fire, then you can't make the bracha atzei besamim, because the aetz itself does not naturally produce fragrance. It's only to fire. You make a bracha borei minei besam. That's a stirut we just learned. Because we learned any type of wood which produces fragrance, even if it only can be extracted to fire, you make a bracha borei atzei besamim. So we have a stira. The Gemara says it's a tiyufta. This is more authoritative. Bottom line is, you only make a bracha atzei besamim on an item which the wood itself produces fragrance without doing anything to it.
What about cinnamon sticks?
So cinnamon sticks, do they? I don't know.
Use them for besamim.
And you what bracha do you make when you what bracha by besam? You always make you make bari mine. So the attack you make by when you make mitzvah Shabbos, it could be it's that you always make bari mine even if you're using atse besam, because havdalah is different. Havdalah is a different halacha. What bracha you make for besam? I don't know the answer. You have to look into it. Amar Rav Chisol, Rav Yitzchak, Chai Mishcha, the Afar Simon. What about oil like balsam oil? What bracha? My mevarachinu when you smell it. And this is oil. This is not wood. It's not an eitz. It's oil. He's making a bracha on oil.
The oil
oil of our land of Eretz, or the chavivos of Eretz Yisrael. The most incredible chiddush. Amalei barnei the Rabbi Yudomim Rav Rabbi Yehuda the chavivos of Eretz Yisrael. He cherishes Eretz Yisrael because by him Eretz Yisrael is everything. He loves Eretz Yisrael. Memela, he can say a bracha on Arzenu. But the average person does not have a chavivos for Eretz Yisrael where he's permitted to say a bracha Arzenu. Do you really cherish it? When it comes to a shechianu, many Paiskim today say that a lot of things that traditionally people used to think of shechianu when you don't make this man hazeh, because we don't feel the simcha. You buy a new suit. You buy a new suit, you buy a cheap suit for $150. And you buy a suit, let's say this person, you buy, let's say Louis, everyone is different. Let's say Louis Tzu, you buy a cheap suit every 3 months. Do you make a shechianu? So I don't know, I can't give you names now, but there are definitely places that say no. Because do you feel the simcha? In ancient time, go back 150 years ago, wow, new suit, you felt the simcha. But if you're buying people who are very wealthy and where they have a business, they're buying suits, and they're buying it every 2-3 months, and they're not necessarily buying expensive suits, do they really feel the simcha to make a shechianu? There are places that say you don't make a shechianu. What? If you do, then you can't make the bracha. Everyone is different. So it's similar here. He can make a bracha Hashem and Arzenu, because he appreciates Eretz Yisrael. But Lekuli Almo, not in the Madrego, to appreciate the Chavivus of Eretz Yisrael, to make the bracha of Shem and Arzenu. That's halach l'maisa. You make shemen afarisman. Baruch atah Hashem kinyan l'cholam. Borei shemen orev, sweet oil. That's the bracha you make. You can't say besamim, because it's not a spice, and you can't say atzei for sure. Shemen orev, sweet oil. Amar barabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarabarab type of spice. A spice, mevarachin, it's a piece of wood, mevarachin ilovei borei atzei besam, because a piece of wood is one of the, I think, one of the ingredients in the Keteres. Right, a certain type of piece of wood, you make a brach atzei besam. Avol mishcha, but the oil that comes from this thing called karshasa. Avol mishcha, but oil, if you take kushait, and you take this twig, and you soak it in oil, and now the oil has absorbed the fragrance of the kushait, you do not make a bracha atzei besamim, lo you make borei minei besamim, because it's not the actual piece of wood. Rav Kahana Amar, Afilu Mishcha Kivish, even the oil that you have soaked in the oil, this thing, you make the bracha borei, because it came from the wood. And being that it came from the wood, you can make the bracha of atzei besamim, because that's where the fragrance came from. Avol Mishcha Tchina, where you've taken the piece of wood and you've ground it. You've taken the piece of wood and you crush it and you grind it into little pieces and then you mix it with oil. Loi, that is not called atzei besamim. That you make borei minei besamim. Now, do you mean no? Afilu mishcha tchinin. If you go and you take this twig and you crush the little tiny pieces and you mix it with oil, you can, and the oil now has a fragrance, you can make a bracha of borei atzei besamim, because the wood seif kol seif is inside. Amar Rav Gidlam Rav, hi, Samleich, Mevarchin Alei, Bori, it's a certain type of spice. It goes from the ground, a piece of wood, you make a bracha, Mevarchin Alei, Bori, Atzei, Bissan. Amar Rav Chananel, Amar Rav Hani, Chalfei Diyama is also a spice, whatever this is, Mevarchin Alei, Bori, Atzei, Bissan. Amar Rav Musa, Micro, what's the makar for this? Vihi, Helosam Hagaga, that Rochav, she brought the spies up to the roof, Yeshua, she brought the spies up to the roof, that it named Bepishtei Ho'eitz, and she hid them in eitz, flax. So it's called eitz, Bepishtei Eitz. So this thing that we mentioned before, this thing called Chilfei Diyama, is equivalent to Pishtei, the eitz. That's what it is. And since the pasuk calls it eitz, a piece of wood, the melo, we can learn that if you use it, you smell it, you can make the bracha atzei besamim. Because we don't know what these things are, but the Gemara is telling us Chilfei Diyama is flax. And this flax is called Pishtei eitz. The melo, if it's eitz, you can make the bracha atzei besamim. Then the Gemara goes right. Hai narkom digan nunisa. Narkom again is a certain type of chalatzelas hasharoyim. It's a type of petal, flower. It's a flower of the sharoin, of the garden. Mevarachin ilavei bori atzei besam. Why? Because it's also wood. it goes from the ground, it has a has the status of an eighth, you make the bracha, atzei besamim. But the dabra, but of the desert, that's not called eighth, that's called a grass. And a mele, you make a bracha, borei isvei besamim, grasses that produce fragrance. Amanav sheshes, hai siglei, siglei are violets, is that what it says there?
Violets.
Mevarachini lovei bari isvei. They smell, so it's not called a piece of wood. It's called a grass. You make bracha bari isvei besamim. Amar zutra hayman demarach beeshreig oy bechavusha. What's a chavusha?
Quince.
You smell an eshrog. You smell an eshrog. If you smell an eshrog, you have to make a bracha. You have to be very careful. You smell it. I think you are. What? You're not allowed to be used for something else. Okay, but it's not being set aside for mitzvah. If you smell an eshrog, oy bechavusha, oy me baruch shenosan reach toiv bepeiros. Right, Amrav, Huda, Haiman, the Rafik, Biyam, the Nisan. Oh, this is Birchas Ilanois. Haiman, the Rafik, this is the Gemara. Mamish, this is the source. You gotta go all the halachas that comes from over here. Haiman, the Rafik, Biyam, the Nisan, going during the spring. When it's called the spring, already after Tu B'Shvat, when they begin to blossom, whole Shiloh, Biyam, the Nisan, it says. Because Ilane, and you see a tree they call Milavlave, that's waiting to bud to produce fruit. Oimer Baruch Shaloi Chitzer Belomay Klum. Hashem did not leave out anything in this world. Klum. Boraboni created Briois Tavos, beautiful creations. The Ilanos Tavos Lehisnos for him to enjoy. Bnei Adam, human beings. Fruit is a delicacy. You don't need fruit. You can live on grass. You can live on grain. Hashem created fruit. It's purely for hana. It's a luxury to have these types of things. All these flavorings. Forget about you don't have the fruit, but you have the orange taste and the grape and all the various apricot and so on and so forth. Amarav zutra b'bar tovia. Amarav minayin shemavarchin al reach. What's the makoy make a bracha for reach? Shenemar kol haneshama tahalel ka. Every neshama, every breath, every neshama, what's the neshama? The breath. The breath of a person is where you enjoy the benefit of the fragrance. What is the item which the neshama has pleasure from? Ve'ein haguf nenem menu. Have you oimer zeh reach? This is reach. It's interesting, what's very interesting is you don't make a bracha on sound, on music. It's a fascinating concept. Because you see from this Gemara, the guf does not need to benefit in order to make a bracha. So you would think that you have beautiful music, you should make a bracha. You don't, because there's no makar. What about beautiful sight? You see something very beautiful, which is not
necessarily...
What?
It's mass gracious.
And sound, though, that's a bracious.
No, seeing.
And seeing, those are unusual things. Those are those are mice. But let's say you see something beautiful. You see a painting. Someone draws the most incredible painting. Or let's say you see something that's not from mice. Bracious. Do you make? There's no such bracha. So you would say, why not? So if you ask, you'll say it's a din of the guf, right? You ask a brisk. The guf has to be nana. You see, not like that. You see, kol haneshama. Even though the guf has no hana, you also make a bracha. So why talk only reach? Why not sight? Why not hearing beautiful music? Tarot says, you know, a pasuk. There's no pasuk for it. There's no pasuk. You don't make a bracha. The young men of Yisrael, they do reach toiv kilavon. They will produce delicious fragrance. Shenemar yelchu yoin koisav, your young men, the infants, v'yu kezayis choydo, they'll be like an their beauty will be their hod, they will be like an olive. V'reach loy kalavonon, and they will have fragrance like the Lebanon. So it says that they have delicious fragrance. V'yamav zutra baratodia amrav ma'idich sev. What's the positive? Because a kol osa yofe beit, everything was made in its time, proper time. Malamed shakol echav yachal yofe lo yakal shbaruchu umnasay befonav. Hashem made beautiful a person's parnasa. You wonder sometimes why in the world would a person want to have that type of parnasa? He likes it. Everyone HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in this world a machshav, and every person k'shem shepartzufim in Hamshavas kach, they will say in Hamshavas, every person likes what they do, otherwise they would have not have entered into that field. I mean, you can't say everyone, of course, but generally speaking, people have a netiyah. Why? Because the world cannot exist. If people did not want to take on certain professions, then the world would cease to exist. Therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu is part of the Bria to book every single area in this world. Is someone that has a netiyah, I'm willing to take on that task. What's davar acher? A chazir. A pig is called davar acher. Let's say you wave in front of the chazir, a koyro. Koyro means the bast of a palm tree. It's delicious, and it's clean, and it's pure. There's no, and go and wave it in front of the pig. The pig is not interested. The pig prefers schmutz. Because this is the machshava Hashem put in the mind of the pig. The pig should go follow schmutz. To leif il chayin a koira, the bas, the lover acher, doesn't make a difference. He couldn't kill us. The chazir di day of it, he'll do his own thing. He'll go and he'll search for schmutz, period. The man of Zucha, Bar Tavia, Amar Avuka, Keshnaim, a torch. Now we're going to say the din shadim. We're going to say the person comes and the person should not go out in the middle of the night because the demons will attack. What's the solution? Don't go out alone. If you go out with your friend, two people together, a demon will not hurt you. A shade will not hurt you, but he will scare you. He will appear in front of you. But if you go out with three people together, that's going to scare away the shade. And if you're going out alone, and you have with you an avuka torch, the avuka counts as a person together with yourself, so now you have two. L'mayin afkamina, the demon is not going to cause you harm. Amrav avuka kishnayim, with an avuka you like two. Vyoreach, and if the moon is out there, the moon is shining, and you're all alone, kishloisha, it's like there are three, and it's safe to go out. The Gemara explains, does that mean the avuka is two, plus yourself, which means three? Kishnaim b'hadidei, it's one plus one, so a grand total of two. Idil ma'avuka kishnaim l'barmididei, a grand total of three. You're holding a torch, so the torch is two, you're one, grand total of three. Tashma, a proof to you, no, it means one. One plus one equals two, because it says by a moon. The moon is a three. V'yarech kishloish, what does that mean? Yamarta b'shloima b'hadididei means one plus one is two. The moon, it counts as two. So two plus one is three. Now we understand the chiddush. Ella, shapir, makes sense, but what do we mean? Ella yamarta l'baramidei means the torch is two. You're one, that's three. The moon is two, plus you, the moon is three, plus you is one, it's four. There's no advantage of four over three. If you go out at night and there's a shade to one person, near mazik will cause harm. L'shnayim, two people near ve'ein mazik. L'shloisha, three people ein a near a kolikar. So there's no advantage of four over three. El shlav shmamina. Over here, we're differentiating between two and three. Lav shmamina avuka b'gashnayim b'hadididei. So avuka is one. You're one. That's two. The demons will appear, but will not cause harm. If you have the moon is moonlight, that's two plus you is three. The demons will not even appear altogether because that's the max. There's no more mile any further. Shmamina. Don't embarrass anyone. She was being taken out. She was willing to let herself be burnt, and now. Caused Yehuda embarrassment. The Chizkuni says she wasn't going to be burnt at the stake. They would brand her. Eish means the fire, means they would put on her forehead like an animal a sign that she's a Zayna. So it doesn't necessarily mean she would be burnt to die. It means she'll be branded with fire that show the world permanently a mark on her body that she's a Zayna. Tarabon. They bring you two items, oil and hadasim. Oil, which one to smell? Which one do you smell first? Which one gets the bracha? You make one bracha, which one gets the bracha? First oil. Then you make a bracha on the hadas. First make a bracha, the shemen. They bring out over here the shemen for what purpose? The shemen, zehu yain, what is over here? Shemen adas b'seva suda shemen losuch. Okay, the shemen is to smear your hands. Laver azuma echlum v'hadas l'arechbo. So you make a bracha on smearing oil. You're going to make a bracha for smearing, a special bracha for smearing oil. So what bracha do you make first? Bracha l'Hashem yachach bracha l'hadas. So basically, Moshe says no bracha l'hadas yachach bracha l'Hashem. First, make a bracha on the hadas for the fragrance, and then you make a bracha losuches Hashemen shemen. We have a shemen orev. That was for smelling oil. What? They made a special bracha when they would smear oil. It appears. So Amar Gamliel Aniachli, I'm going to make a pshara. I'm going to decide the halacha. Shemen zochinu, it's better to make the bracha on shemen first before hadas, because the shemen has 2 miles. What are the 2 miles of shemen? Number one, shemen zochinu l'reichoy v'zochinu l'sichasay. You get 2 advantages. Number one, you're able to smear it on your body to soften your skin. Number two, you're also able to find this fragrance that comes from shemen. Whereas hadas, there's only one benefit. L'reichoy zochinu l'sichasay loy zochinu. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha d'ri ha-machuyah, we pass him like Rabbi Gamliel. You make bracha on shemen first, because shemen has 2 milas. Rav Papa ikul de Rav Huna bereid Rav Iko. Ice l'kameh shemen mahadas. They brought Rav Papa both things, shemen and hadas. Shemen to smear on his body, to remove the zuama, and the hadas to fragrance. Shaka Rav Papa baricha hadas. He made the bracha on hadas first. Bereisha. Father baricha shemen. Amulei. What did you do, Rav Papa? You made a big mistake. Don't you know that Allah said, I'm going to wheel the machriya, that first comes shemen, then comes hadas. Amulei. No, we don't. Halach is like Beisil. You make a bracha first on hadas, then on shemen. Then the Gemara says v'loihi. No, this is a pelde Gemara. If you hold it, this is the correct girsa. Some to completely delete this from the girsa. Tais takes out of the Gemara. But if you hold this is the girsa, the Gemara is v'loihi. Our papa was lying. No such thing. There is no such. They don't pass like Beisil. But liashmute nafshehu d'avid. He made a mistake. He was embarrassed. So he wanted to save himself from the embarrassment. So he said, by us, we pass him like the other man on that. It's a pella. Mamash a pella. I'm sure there has to be some very deep interpretation of what this means. Taisis takes the easy way out. Look at Taisis. Taisis says, Hoch yamar amrav, the mil Taisis, kibes tilal, v'loya, shmute nafshe yehuduk avid, kach kosa besvarim shalanu, or the perish Rashi as well. Avil rav alfis. He didn't have this in his gears in the Gemara. Okay, we're out of time. I want to, before we do, okay, so what are we going to do? We're not going to learn until Wednesday. Wednesday is the time. And Maariv is approximately 8 o'clock, whatever it is, around that time. What? Do you want to go check? So either we won't learn or we will learn late in life. So what do you want? You want to learn 9 o'clock? Okay, 9 o'clock. Now if I don't come, you'll be mechel me. Then you learn among yourselves. Okay, if I'm not, I plan to come. But if I'm not here, so you learn with Chavrusa. Okay? In any event, I wish you all a ksiva, v'chasim, v'toiva, a good kibbeh, shiar, a yebracha, hatzlocha, nachas, v'chol, yimale, Hashem, kol mish'ale, slibcha, l'toiva.
See you next year.
My pleasure.